Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Live Paranormal Radio Show.
You got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Try that again. Run it again. Since you're doing let's do a take two. Come on. Okay, no, you're gonna say it. I'm playing it again. Ready? Here we go.
No.
Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal.
I thought you had this.
I said no.
So we butchered the intro for the podcast, so that's great.
Yep.
You really didn't want to do it again?
No, I already tried to do it 3 times.
I thought you had control of the buttons.
No, I don't, because there was a change of situation.
But you should still be able to press buttons.
Not from in here.
Gotcha. So, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to do some major editing on this.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe we should just not do the show. What do you think the best option is?
I think we should just go ahead and proceed.
Okay. Well, would you like to at least talk the intro? So when I cut this tomorrow, now that I have to take the time to cut this, would you like to start in 1 second and introduce the show?
Do I have to hear it again?
Okay, we'll play the music and everything.
I don't want to hear it again.
Okay, well, don't hear it again. Take a 2-second pause and then go for it.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Live Paranormal Radio Show. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one is Rob Zarek. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Wonderful. How about over there?
Not too bad. Just getting stuff
That's
ready
good.
For, you know, I'm debating if we go with the new Live Paranormal since we have so many new shows coming and we're doing like a new format and adding a bunch of new features. It's kind of like a ploy in a way to kind of, you know, reintroduce Live Paranormal and all the stuff we have going on. But I'm not certain. What's your take on that?
I don't know. I don't really have one.
You gotta have something.
I don't.
the same old Live Paranormal, but with new people, new shows, new hosts.
There you go. Yep.
I mean, we can always keep it all happens here as part of the tagline.
No, I'd rather die.
Bring that back. I know that was one of your least favorite. Many of meetings, many of nights, we had butted heads on a simple tagline. That believe, and guess who won? She won.
The one who was right.
I'm not sure that, but I mean, whatever. You can look at it one way, I look at another. So, but it is a great time to be involved with Live Paranormal, and then I was gonna say the new ghosthunting.com, which that makes sense because we have not really functioned a lot. We've never functioned at all under ghosthunting.com. You know, that is there's something new we're adding into the mix. So I guess the newness would be there.
There you go.
Yeah. And, you know, we kind of cover everything from the paranormal to psychics. And one of our new show hosts, April, which I guess I kind of let the cat out of the bag early. Because we're going to make that announcement, but just went right for it. She is our guest, and I kind of going back to the whole spotlight thing, where we're going to talk to her, introduce her to our audience, and then talk about her new time slot on Live Paranormal. And I think let's just go ahead and bring April on now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey.
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm like, wait, can they hear me? Am I sitting in on a private conversation?
a lot of times we give the private conversation feel, especially when we discuss topics that are, like, irritating, you know, so that's, you never know. You never know how we're going to start the show.
I love it.
Sometimes we go down a path of like no return.
Yes.
And try to bring it back in. But the interesting thing we were discussing is all the new stuff we're adding to Live Paranormal. So it's like, is this the new Live Paranormal? Or is it, you know, we were trying to figure out what the best ploy is with that, because we content wise, and creator and host wise, it's a lot, and we're starting really to add new shows, get it back to, you know, where it was, and everything starting this next week. So, you know, there's a lot happening, and we're happy you decided to come on board.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, big fan following you guys. I actually have been on Ghost Host 2 times.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that is, you know, they highly recommended you. And so now it's really their fault if it's all falls apart. So that's always good to have someone else to blame.
No,
so,
I bring ratings
up. Yeah, if it turns out that, like, we don't like you, you don't like us, and we just blame them. The ghost host. It's all their fault.
No, I always bring more followers. And I'm fun.
What?
I'm fun, lighthearted, you know, goofy, and, you know, as you can tell, my Jersey accent. Bring my little Jersey into it.
And so you're going to be doing a live video show, and I believe we're looking at Mondays at 8 p.m.
So
you kind of already, you know, gone over a little bit, but what can the people expect? Like what are you gonna bring to the Live Paranormal table?
Well, you know, I'm just not the usual psychic, these ones that you see these shows where they're doing tarot readings or holding up tarot cards. I'm a real psychic medium, so I don't need that. So as soon as I talk to you, I start picking up stuff, and it's fun. It's, you know, and I help people. And, you know, I get them out of situations and I like, you know, show them the outcome for them they're going through. And I'm just a fun person. It's like talking to your best friend that's psychic. But I did have one
that
was a little crazy. My last show, I actually outed a woman's murderer.
Ooh.
Yeah. I have to send you that video clip. I don't know if I did or not.
I'm not sure. We'll have to.
Yeah, I'm going to send that to you. That was pretty hairy.
I have to go through my file. Send it over, and we can even post it and use it as like your look what April can do as far as the new show promo.
Yeah, and you know it's good too. Like I people that are going through, you know, a dark situation, I help them through that, and I tell them what's going to happen. I always, all my readings, I always show the positive, you know, transition out of it. There's always a happy ending to everything. Even if it's an ending, there is a happy ending. So I always bring happiness into people's lives. I don't leave them hanging. I don't give them dark readings.
Right.
There's always a good outcome. I've never had a bad outcome.
So you hold in all the bad stuff? It's like, oh my God, you're going to die?
Like, you know, I told this one girl, like, she was with her boyfriend for years. And she loved him madly. That's why she started coming to me, because they were having problems. And I said, listen, I said, you two are going to decide to move in together. I said, don't do it. I said, but you are going to do it. And I said, you guys are going to break up immediately. He's going to throw you out. I said, you're going to be heartbroken. I said, but you meet somebody else. And when you meet this person, this man's going to come back, you know, with a proposition to propose to her. I said, but you stay with this guy, and this is the guy you're going to marry. And that's exactly what happened. She moved in. Immediately, within days, they got into a big fight. He threw her out. She was heartbroken. She got a new job. She met the man of her dreams, and they're married now.
Oh, wow.
And the guy did come back, wanting her back and wanted to marry her. So even if it's something bad like that, like I tell her, you're going to break up, but there's somebody else. Another girl, I told her she was going to lose her job. I said, listen, you're going to lose your job, but what I want you to do is for those 2 months without a job, collect unemployment, have fun, go on vacation. I said, because in 2 months, you're getting another job for $20,000 more.
Right.
And that's what happened. So there's always a good outcome. I mean, not everything could be good, but, you know, that's
right.
How I look at things. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. Then I can reconnect people with loved ones. And
that's
that last
cool.
Ring I was telling you about that I did, a woman contacted me. I did a live reading. I'll send it to you. And all I kept seeing was something about paperwork. Some of my paperwork wasn't right. And she goes, well, we have to sign an affidavit. And as soon as she said that, she said they found her aunt died. I said, there's something shady around the death of this woman. I said, was it natural? I said, as a matter of fact, I said, there's a family member involved, a female. See a male with her? And I said, it's caught on camera.
Oh, wow.
And the woman died. They looked into it because how she died looked natural, but it wasn't. So they had, you know, had to do an investigation into it. So the cops went over the video camera. It was erased, but they got a copy of it from, I forget which company, because everything's saved on the cloud. And it turns out the daughter and her boyfriend came in at the time of her death. They show her leaving, and this is within the time frame of the mother's death.
Ooh.
And she's being brought up on the charges of murder. Oh,
wow.
Mom, and then with the paperwork that I kept seeing, I said, there's something around paperwork with this girl if she forged something. 2 days after the mother's death, she forged a loan in her mother's name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty creepy.
Whoa.
Yeah, but, so, you know, some things aren't good, but I feel bad for that woman. You know, it's horrible that your child would do that to you for money. But
oh, yeah.
Watch your daughter's date.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that they wouldn't go in and actually figure out that. I guess if they tried to erase it, then they thought they knew what they were doing.
Stupid.
Isn't there like some... Yeah, I know like we watch a ton of murder shows.
Yeah.
That's like Nikki's thing, mm-hmm. A ton.
That's my thing. People must die,
you know,
so I can...
You know, they always have like the hardcore police officer... I swear, every episode, no matter where it's from, somewhere in the United States, there's always that cop on there. He's like, we're going to catch them. They're always going to slip up.
What's that one cop? There's that one
Joe
cop
Kenda.
They have
like,
a show on. He's great.
Joe Kenda.
Yeah, Joe Kenda. My husband loves him.
Yeah.
And
but,
there's always like the one guy that thinks like he's really cool, and he's like, they always slip up somewhere.
Yeah, of course. You can't get away with anything anymore. Everything's on camera. Everything's going to be caught on camera. And even the daughter, you know, even erasing off the laptop and everything. Like my husband, I was telling them too. I said, I see the people on camera, like it was filmed. And I said, you can't erase it because I know, like, I can erase it on my phone off my laptop, but it's still on my husband's phone. Plus, it goes to
right.
the cloud.
Yep.
So, I haven't heard from the family, but I know the police were looking into her as a suspect.
Wow.
But once they see the video, I mean, it's her. You know, it's her and her boyfriend. And they
crazy.
Wanted money.
So people when they come
from the mother, so they killed her.
Oh.
Wow. So when people watch your show and they can interact with you, you know, it seems like they can. There's a broad range of your capabilities that they could, you know, ask. It's not just like you're doing one card readings and stuff that has become super popular.
Yeah, I don't like those. It's like, it's so vague.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's what,
you know,
what our capabilities are.
We're vague.
I'm sorry?
We can do that. I said, we can do that.
I'm an investigator, too. I'm a paranormal investigator. So I get hired to play for places to lead teams for investigations.
Nice.
And then I tell them what I'm picking up. And I'll do it remotely too, like on my drive down to a place. I'm like, all right, I talk through my phone what I'm picking up. And so when I get there, I tell what I picked up, and it turns out to be correct. I don't think I've ever been wrong yet, knock on wood. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to Daniel Klaus last night, the owner of Hinsdale, and I was telling him years ago a team had called me and asked me if I could pick up anything from this place. And I didn't know it was Hinsdale House. And I said, wherever this place is, I said, the man that lived on this property loved to kill animals, like in a horrific way, like where he would like hammer them to death. And I said, you're going to find, I said, either they found bones, there's a lot of animal bones all over the property. And I said, I keep seeing, like Indian feathers hanging from trees, so I feel like a Native American person was hung there. And I'm sure you know the history of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Of Hinsdale House?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So there was a Native American woman, I believe, that was hung there. And they did find animal bones all over the property. But I went a step further. I kept seeing 13 dead people walking up and down this road that goes nowhere. And they're dead. And they're all from different places, different times. But I feel like this man was a serial killer. That he killed people. So you know from watching these crime shows, most serial killers start out killing animals.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Always.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wish they would start killing people and then move on and then, you know, then just go right for it. But
they
who am I to judge? I said I can't stand when they start off with that because you know I think where they're going to go. Yeah, I said it. Sometimes I wish they would bypass that part.
Yeah, I don't like that part. I'd much rather them kill people than the animals.
No,
I mean,
well,
it's
oh my God.
It's the truth. That's how I feel.
Oh, you know what
it.
Else I picked up about this place? I said somebody either did a protection spell or some kind of spell or something on the house, and they didn't do correctly. And a priest went there. This is what they told me. A priest went there to bless the house, but he didn't do it correctly. And I said, whatever this person did, release the dead people off this property, but out of the house, but they're still stuck on the property. So if you go to Hinsdale, did you ever go to Hinsdale?
Yeah.
You know, there's only one road there. That's what I kept saying. I never seen the place before. I said, I keep seeing walking up and down this road that goes nowhere. Like, this road goes to nowhere.
That's literally the road to there. It's like the road to nowhere. Yeah. You feel like you're going nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So, pretty crazy places. Oh, my God. I've been all over. As a matter of fact, I've got so many more places. I'm going to be at Sterling Mine on the 28th of this month. I'm going there with New Jersey Paranormal and Satori Hawes, Jason Hawes' daughter from Ghost Hunters.
Mm.
Yeah. You know who they are, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's we do a lot with remote psychics, and we were actually going to call you on our last trip, but we ran into a couple snags and a couple issues that came up.
Somebody got shot.
We'll have to.
Somebody got shot. For you crime enthusiasts.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, they knew who they were coming for. They're like, they definitely. I don't think that they singled us out, but it was an interesting thing. I never would have imagined that would have been, you know, we were just walking another investigator to her car because she was leaving. And next thing you know, it was a drastic turn of events.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just insane.
Yeah.
It was.
That's right. Well, I'm just letting you guys got hurt.
Yeah, I am too. That was one of my specific things that I was worried about, especially when they said, like, the guy was still after him. You know, so.
Oh, my God.
That throws you for a loop, too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They kept saying, where's he at? And I'm like, I don't know. I hope he's not right here. You know,
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's just so crazy. That's freaking bonkers that happened to you.
And it was like one of those things that, like, by the morning, like, it was all over the news. It wasn't just like
yeah.
It was like a legitimate
thing. Well, you know, it's funny.
Thing, and like,
you two love these shows, and you were actually, in the middle of a real-life show, you know.
Yeah,
except the guy
survived,
correct?
Sure. Yes, he survived.
Right, and the part
that
was... Like, the most ironic is, like, we were there live streaming. Like, that was the thing we were doing. We were there for a special live streaming event, you know, and doing these special, like, we're on and off all day from, like, 2 o'clock on. And I didn't think about it, but I think it's just, like, maybe my age is I had a couple people immediately in the morning. They're like, what happened to you last night? I started talking to them, and they're like, wow. So you're telling me you didn't pull your phone out and live stream all night going on? And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't think about it. And, like, I was upset, like, the entire day because, like, everyone was like, yeah, that would have been an amazing live stream. It was sad. And, like, then I was like almost like trying to hope that like we would find more. But you know, it's like you'll stumble. They'll like the next night.
They'll find
we
that guy.
Outside,
hey, dude,
all
can
these...
you do me a favor?
Right.
Can
yeah, it would be totally
dramatic recreation.
Reenacting.
Yeah.
And it was like real drastic too. Like you know, when the cops were coming from both sides, and then they like were coming so fast, and then they had to like skid and
they,
like
drifted.
Stop running out of their cars. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and keep in mind, so it was myself, Nikki. And the guy who was shot. So it was just the three of us. And I'm not necessarily sure that, like, we, like, Nikki and I are too much, like, we don't look dangerous. I mean, maybe a little bit. I know we feel like we're dangerous. But
I know
do
I
we look
badass.
Dangerous.
I don't know
I don't.
About you. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, and then here's the funny thing that, like, we both thought of this after the fact. And I didn't, I thought about it afterwards, and I know she did too. So we're standing there, her and I, and there's a guy laying on the ground. And the cops jump out of the car and they're like who's been shot? And I'm like,
he runs up to me and goes, here's the gunshot victim. And I'm point down and I'm like, right there, dumbass. Like,
yeah,
what do you think? The guy laying on the ground reeling in pain, maybe? I don't know. Color me crazy, but maybe he's right here. I was like, what the hell? Oh my God.
That was the highlight there. He's like, yeah, who's the gunshot victim? So we're just
where's
standing
the
there,
victim?
You know, and this guy's like rolling around on the ground in pain. And,
yeah.
And they're like, so I guess maybe, you know, they don't run across that often would be my guess.
Yeah, it's hello, where we were at, that's not a standard, like, call for them. No. Uh-uh.
But
yeah.
The live stream
okay.
would have been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been good.
You know, because then we could have taken, you could have taken the clips and like as they were pulling up and jumping out of their cars and doing the drifting thing, you could have had that Bad Boys song playing and stuff. Like, there's so much we could have done with it. And just, you know.
Oh man, what's wrong with you? I know we never take our phones out at the right time.
Yeah,
I had
figure,
my phone
like,
in my hand, but
about,
I was
like,
on the phone with 911, so I'm in the clear. There's no way I could have done it.
She was on the phone with 911. I was looking around for the active shooter. I like didn't. I guess I wasn't in the mindset. Maybe if
I was too
like,
busy
you know,
trying to
10,
find the bullet
years.
Hole on the gunshot victim. Then
I was
trying to
for...
and talking to the police, and he was just looking for, you know, somebody running with a
shooter.
Gun at us. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was my obligation is to make sure if the guy with the gun. Because the guy, like the guy, the victim was saying, you know, where's he at? Is he coming? Or like making reference. I don't know what the exact words. I'm paraphrasing, but like, you know, making reference to the guy was definitely after him. You know, so I'm sitting there like on the lookout because I thank God the guy didn't show up because I didn't have a gun. You know, so I was already in the negative on that one.
My gun was at home, so
I
couldn't help. Yeah. Shucks.
That's just
but
crazy.
It was okay because the guy told us he did have a knife in his pocket, so it was okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was like, yeah, I don't
want
to. I don't want to hear that, you know. So
yeah,
it was interesting.
Wait, so did
that
you get to investigate? Did you get any evidence?
That concluded our investigating night because it was like
yeah, I had to get up really early,
midnight.
And all that excitement was really exhausting.
Yeah, and like it was midnight. We went to go take the other investigator out. And we were going to come back and do more. And
another
by the time
extreme,
that was like,
yeah.
You know, like that was a big. It was a bit of an ordeal. So then by the time we were done, we're like, yeah, we don't have it in us to go live again. But beforehand. Like, I've been going through it, and
we got some good stuff.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah, like
yeah.
A full little kid's voice saying, you know, that we kept hearing Hyde, or I kept hearing Hyde, and we had got Hyde later on that night, too. And
yeah,
I went to one side, and you can hear the little kid said, I'm on the other side over here. And that easy, like, it was that easy to hear through the spirit box.
Yeah.
Like, hey, stupid.
That's crazy.
Hey, stupid, you're looking on the wrong side.
Oh, you were doing it at the spirit box? It wasn't on a recorder?
No, that was a spirit box. And it was doing, you know, the high-speed scan. So to have that full sentence, and then what I like about that one is that it was relevant to my questioning. I was like, are you hiding? Are you over here in this corner? You know, and I walk over to this corner and it says, I'm on the other side over here. So there was a bit of like, you know, it was actually intelligent, the response.
You know, I just a couple weeks ago, I just, you know, I had to go to Ohio where the homeowners actually flew me out there and put me up at a hotel. I went there with another investigator and with a demonologist. We had to do an exorcism on their homes. It was insane what they were going through. And this, the house that they just bought, it was just, it was funny because I picked, before we got onto the plane, I told the one person, now I only knew I was going to Ohio. I didn't even know the homeowners' names, anything, what town. And I said, well, I keep picking up a woman. Are we live? Well, we're recording this.
No, we can edit it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I can't say her name. All right, you got to edit. I was picking up the name Rita, and I said, whoever this woman is, she's loved. Like, people love her, like, kind of worship her, and she comes off as this good person, but she does stuff with mind control, something with mind control. I said, but she's not the person they think she is. It's like almost a cult-like to me. I said, whatever she's saying she does the opposite. And I feel like, you know, there's magic involved with this. And it turns out the woman that lived in the home, she was a hypnotherapist. And she got all these awards and people loved her. Blah, blah. But they found out she was actually like into satanic rituals, whatever she did. Yeah. And that's what they were actually doing in the town, people found out about. Because I kept saying, I feel like people are going after her. Her name wasn't Rita. It was Rhea. So it was pretty, I was just like a little bit off with the name.
Very similar.
But,
yeah.
But we're at the house. The house, it's from early 1800s. It has a creep factor, you know, 100% just looking at it. But when we were in there, when we first started, this guy, Michael Salerno, he actually works with Steve Shippey. He is one of the most amazing demonologists I've ever met. The real deal. He did, because I've studied demonology. I'm also a shaman. So I studied demonology, exorcisms. Not that I do them. I don't really like to do them. I will assist. But this man did everything correctly, and he did a great job on both their homes, and he got rid of the negative energy, and I took care of any of the woman Rhea or any earthbound spirits there. But it was pretty crazy. But when we first went into the house, I'm standing there, and Michael's starting the exorcism on the first floor. And all of a sudden, I hear, April, like that. So I look at the one guy, the guy who works with Eric, and he goes, I heard that. And I still haven't gone over my recorder. So when I'm done with you guys, I want to listen to my recorder to see if I picked that up. Because I was recording at that time. So if I get that, that would be pretty cool. Pretty cool
evidence.
That's my favorite. What's your favorite? I love straight EVPs.
Oh, definitely. I think they're my favorite.
Yeah. I two of my really good friends I investigate with, they're ITC specialists. They actually just came out with a book about ITC, and they are amazing with capturing EVPs. It's like they're magnets. I always call them the EVP gurus. And plus, mastering the ITC is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely.
So what do we got going on? When's your next investigation?
Hey, Rob.
Yes,
is Rob sleeping? I didn't know you left. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I found your story to be completely boring, and I fell asleep. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I wasn't there. It was weird.
Yeah, that has never happened.
You got possessed.
Yeah.
You know what's I actually fell asleep. I can't remember the last time I've got disconnected. I'm guessing like 5-6 years ago. Now I have fallen asleep on air. And
you did.
I have not been able to live that down.
No, I do. That's the funny thing. He does.
Do you really?
I had.
Yeah.
I had that major knee surgery, and I decided that we were still going to go live. I think I had surgery on Wednesday. We might have went live like on Friday, and I was like, I think my pill, which I have a real weird like tolerance to medication,
pain pills and stuff.
Oh my God,
it's like the tolerance of an infant when it comes to any pills.
Yeah,
except for ibuprofen.
Like, you know, instead of 200 pounds, like you would think I was 20 pounds. It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
So I thought that I could take a pill. I'm the same way.
I get high off.
See, I can take a handful. I can take a handful. Except for like narcotic painkiller stuff, I can't take that. It makes me sick. But anything else, I can take gobs, and it's like it doesn't work.
Yeah, like she'll look at me, and I'll be taking a pill, and she's like, "Are you taking a nibble of a pill?" Yeah, I'm like, "That's all I need is a nibble." And she's like, "That's so weird."
And I'm
weird.
Like, "Weirdo."
So like,
I'm like, ugh.
"Yeah." Even like I took a pill, and it was like a 2-pill serving, so I took one. I was like, "We should be fine." And next thing I know, my phone was ringing in my ear, and the show was done. And she's like, "Oh my God, you fell asleep during the show." And this was in 2020, and you know, there was no sympathy, which you would think, "Hey, you just had major surgery."
No, you said you were good enough to go on air, then you follow through. This is a tight ship I run here.
Suck it up, right? But I fell asleep.
Yeah, suck it up,
Buttercup. I have fallen asleep on air, so it's not the norm, but it has happened more frequently than me getting disconnected.
True, very true.
So
more recently,
maybe the spirits didn't want that story either for me to hear or they were trying to interfere.
Uh-huh. Blame it on the spirits.
We'll blame them.
They take your keys too.
Yeah, every day.
Okay, every day, yep, when you can't find them. I got you.
But we are big fans of remote psychics. And, you know, when we first started working with psychics who had capabilities to, you know, project remotely and give us the information, I was skeptical, to say the least. But there's been so many good readings that we've gotten. And, you know, I feel as if it's a legitimate skill and capability that some people have.
Totally.
I was I trained in doing actual remote viewing where you're seeing the building and you draw it out and what have you. But I like working more, how can I say, it's like I'm brought to the place. And interacting, like, with the spirits there, which is pretty cool. But, yeah, remote viewing is really, really cool. So it's just something I kind of stumbled onto before, like, studying it to learn more about it. But that was, like, the Hinsdale House was, like, one of the big ones I did that just, whew, that was crazy. I just found myself, like, on the property. It's like I was almost like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
Well, and I know with us, we're very strict when it comes to, like, not providing any information. Like, we give nothing. Like, you know, I know that I'd like to be validated,
though. So if I say, you know, there was a woman murdered there, no.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You know, just say yes. Because it keeps the energy, my energy connection with the place that's getting validated.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, unless we have crazy where I get disconnected, we do interact.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think that would be ridiculous if you just were, like, talking and no one was there. But, yeah, and I think that's it's interesting because then at least you kind of validate and then you can go off of it. So we're okay with doing
right.
that, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people really gravitate to, like, when we do a remote psychic, they know that there's no way we're going to give any information out, even if we like
yeah.
the psychic. Not saying that we don't like psychics,
yeah.
but whatever, you know, like if it's a friend of ours and people know it's our friend, we're still not giving any information.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
You know, and we had one psychic, the gentleman would always ask for, like, the street address, and then people would say, oh, he's quickly Googling it. I'm like, well, I don't know how many 138s there are in the United States, but I'm guessing tens
yeah.
of thousands of addresses to start with 138.
Yeah.
You know, and still people
yeah.
are like, well, that's not fair. I'm like, well, come on. They're not even, like, we're not giving a street name. We're not giving a city.
Yeah, people,
I mean,
people are such yeah. assholes with this. I'm sorry. I just,
right, that's totally
but, you know, sometimes you just need that little, like, I just like validation. All right, listen, you know, I'm picking up a red house. Am I right, you know?
Exactly.
So,
and we will legitimately tell you if you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as
that's
we know
all
the
I
answer.
Want to know.
Like, if we don't know, then we're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
And then I'll say, look
yeah.
into it and let me know. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I don't want any information, too. The reason why a psychic, well, a real psychic, will legitimately not want information is because we work with the right side of our brains, which is the imagination and your creative and psychic side. And the left side is the logical brain. So if you tell me you're at the Amityville house, logically my logical brain is going to kick in and say, oh, you know what? I know about that family, you know?
Right.
So
yeah.
if I don't know, I can, I'm sorry?
No, we agree, totally, because otherwise
yeah.
you're going to already
no,
know
yeah.
how to pick up on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to interfere, so my logical brain is going to kick in. So the less I know, the more I'm going to work with just the right side of my brain, which I prefer, which any legitimate psychic medium will prefer to do. So,
yeah, I agree. I think that's totally the thing, because, you know, if you know it even – we find that if you know what city we're at sometimes, then the city's history might skew.
Lead you.
You know,
right.
skew
yeah.
you. Like when we were in Gettysburg, people are like, well, I'm getting something with the war. Like, no kidding.
As a soldier.
Yeah. Like,
ooh,
yeah.
he's
yeah.
good.
It's a
he's
soldier.
right.
Wow.
I'm getting blue and gray as colors. You know,
yeah,
it's like, okay.
I came up with that. Like, mass, like there was mass death. That happened.
Yeah.
I see two sides.
Yeah.
Almost
whoa,
like a
yeah.
north
yeah.
and a south.
Best ever.
See, I'm doing it right now. You know, I'm.
Yeah, you're good.
I could do this for a living.
You could.
Exactly.
So basically.
You know, I actually, this is my full-time job. I actually make a living off of this.
That's
I
awesome.
Do readings every day. I'm booked every day, 7 days a week.
That's awesome.
And now on Monday nights at 8:00, people can tune in
to yeah.
the Live Paranormal Facebook page and liveparanormal.com and ghosthunting.com to
yes.
watch and interact with you live.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
This is my way of giving back because I do like to give back.
That's awesome.
So
because, you know,
I was
that's how I started. I said, you know what, there's some people that can't, not that I'm not expensive at all. My friend always makes fun of me for saying that I'm cheap. but there's people that can't afford a reading or don't
right.
have the money at the time. I can help them. They can tune in.
Yeah.
And I try to get, you know, everyone on.
Yeah.
Well, and that's good. You know, we are pretty strict when it comes to not soliciting money and stuff for the free reading
not.
Nights we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a fact.
And that was our that was our big thing through COVID was our free reading nights. And I think it was a lot of people. We decided that we were going to dedicate with a lot of our time to doing free reading nights on top of the psychics. We were doing them nightly, 7 nights a week. A couple times I fell asleep, you know, but we had people looking forward to it. And I think it was something, it's not like we did anything of super importance, but it's something that we could do and we could offer and provide people with. And so we gladly took,
It's we're supposed to help you. I knew since I was a kid, like when I first discovered I could do this, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, this is going to be my life's work. I remember just saying, like, I have to help people. I'm like, oh, man, that's a lot on my shoulders.
Right.
It's not fair.
So that's when we realized that you would really fit in with our mindset, too, and, you know, plus the recommendations and, you know, just watching your videos and stuff, I think that it'll be a perfect fit and kind of, it was like meant to be.
Yeah.
And if not, we can always blame the Temporellis.
There you go.
Oh, my God, I love them. I want to go visit them. I keep saying I'm going to go because they, everyone stays on their couch. I think, wait, who they? I don't think it's Zach Bagans, but it's actually Aaron's on their couch.
Oh. That's good times.
Yeah, you know, Sophia, you know, she was on Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's too cool.
Yeah, they've been with us now for, I think, what, 10 or 11 years.
Yeah, I think 11 years. Great family. Yeah. I love them.
I think she was, what, 13 when she started, or 12.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is so crazy. I actually saw my first encounter with a ghost was when I was 4. And I woke up, and there's a man sitting at the foot of my bed. And it was my dad. So I started screaming for my mom, Daddy's here, Daddy's here. The only thing is, my dad was dead for 2 years. And that's how all started. Yeah. And then,
Nikki was that age too, right? Nikki was about that age, right?
Yeah. Yep. That I was.
See, right?
Oh. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I think I cut off your story. We'll just edit that. We'll edit my cutting off your story.
Oh, I was just
going to
say,
the actual podcast.
Once there's one spirit, there's always going to be others, and the others aren't so good. They'll be the bad ones. So they always follow. And I said, wherever there's a spirit, there'll be more to follow. And I call them the soul collectors that come in. And those are the non-human entities, nothing demonic, but they like to control the earthbound. And they like to keep them here, and they kind of feed off of them.
Yeah.
So it's creepy.
Well, and that's the thing that we always, every time we post a video that has like a little kid's voice, I'm guessing there's like a 5 to 10% response rate of people saying that's not a little kid, that's something evil, portraying themselves as a little kid.
Over. But you will, on occasion, you'll get the residuals too. And don't forget, it could be because, listen, once we cross over, we can come back and visit. You know, we can, you know, that's where I come in, because that's how I'm making contact with loved ones, is, you know, they're giving me information, they're coming back here, they come to visit their loved ones, like my dad did. You know, he crossed over, but he came to visit me.
Right.
Unfortunately, those bad ones saw him, so, hey, look at this girl could see him, then she could see right. us, and then we could terrorize her.
Right.
Well, and that reminds me, too, like, we have done investigations where, you know, maybe there was, we're at, like, an asylum or something where there might have been a woman who died that was, like, in her 80s, but she had the mental capacity of, like, a five-year-old. You know, and then
right.
the theories are, is she coming through as a five-year-old in a five-year-old's voice instead of, like, her, you know, mature 80-year-old voice?
Right.
You know, I guess there's always a theory out there that when you stop
yeah.
to think about it, you're like, well, I don't know.
Yeah,
and I think that's the one thing I always find super interesting about, like, all of our investigations. There's always, like, something out there that can keep you guessing, and nothing is concrete.
Yeah.
You know, and we've been to places, and I brought this up earlier tonight. I was telling someone a story about how we were at a location that had the cap that when you – it was the cap from the what was that from, the West Virginia State Penitentiary, the execution cap? And we
yeah,
were investigating
yeah.
the location. And they said, like, it was haunted. There were spirits around that would – I was like, well, I'm not surprised that – I'm surprised they would come and visit the cap they were executed on. But, you know, or with – and it had – at the location, they had every – like a 8x10 – of the mugshot of each person who was killed
yeah.
wearing
executed
that
by the cap.
Yeah, executed
yeah.
by
oh,
the
wow.
cap. And when we did our EVP session, and it was an EVP session on a recorder, we got the guy's name
mm-hmm.
that was on one of the guys who was executed. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfectly clear. And then, you know, my thought process, too, was like, hey, if it's a ghost and he's got, like, my type of – or spirit and my type of personality – and I'm there, and I'm seeing these idiots talking to, like, something, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to play along. And it was like,
I can read.
I can see
yeah.
on the wall. I can read. It says Thomas Ingram. And they're like, is there anyone here? And I'm like, I'm Thomas Ingram. You know, so I wonder how many times that occurs, like, on the hunt. How many times there's, like, the jokes your spirits are saying they're
yeah.
somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm
I would
totally
do it.
Gonna be that. Yeah. I'm going to be like, this is George Washington.
Yeah.
Or whoever they're looking for.
You know,
I'm Elvis.
Actually, I went to a location. I was invited to a location. And before going there, I actually saw George Washington at this place, hiding out with, like, a couple of his men. So when I got there and I told the guy, hey, I said, hey, you know, remotely I was picking up, like, George Washington was here. But then he goes, no, it's impossible. The timing doesn't work. And I said, I said, I know what I saw. He goes, no, it's impossible. He was never here. It was the time wasn't right. He called me 2 days later. They found paperwork. George Washington did hide out there for like 3 days.
Yep. That's funny.
Yeah.
He found papers
and
George,
I don't know
George Washington was here.
Yeah, he carved them.
I failed history every year. I hate history. I'm sorry. I'm terrible. So I'm like, I don't even know anything. I know he was our first president. That's about it. And the wooden
right.
teeth thing, was that even real?
Yeah, the wooden teeth thing. Yeah, me too. That is. Yeah.
Well, and like that like historic pose of him like in the boat, like one hand pointing.
Yes. Yeah. He was actually like scared to like how I saw him. When I saw him at this place, he was scared. They were hiding. Like, somebody was after them.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny. He only had two men with him when I saw that.
Huh.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I'm going to be like Mary Magdalene,
Mother
Teresa, whoever fits the bill whenever I pass away.
And I'm just thinking back to some EVPs we captured, like when we were like at a location that there might have been wrong, like the story was like wrong, was wrong, like how the guy died, like did he kill himself or was he shot, you know? And then we got a EVP that says I was shot, you know?
Yeah.
Was that just like
that's
somebody
crazy.
Joking around?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Now I have to question every piece of evidence we've ever captured.
Well, then when we pass over, maybe we'll get all the answers.
Yeah, when we die, we'll find out.
Yeah, it'll be an information overload.
We'll be that ghost instead of saying, like, oh, that guy. It could be, like, that
ghost. Yeah, we'll be that ghost. Oh,
that's just Rob.
Yeah. Yep.
Friggin' Rob.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Exactly.
That would be fun, though, to just, like, go and tell people all wrong information.
I'm going to be that ghost. I've totally already signed up for it. You're going to have to find
ghost.
Me in line.
You got to say that.
Uh-huh.
You said you were going to haunt people. Me, I was just going to, like, tell people wrong information.
I have a few people to haunt, too, so I've got to spread my time evenly. Don't know that time's really an issue there, so it's all good.
We definitely look forward to you joining our team.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah,
after tonight's
really,
conversation,
so
you're still on board.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Because it's hit or miss. You've got, like, those people are not funny, especially
no,
that Rob
like
guy.
That,
and,
those people, they're like that. Yeah.
That.
Well, you know, what's good? People love reading. They love to get readings.
Right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, you can be those people when you talk about live paranormal. It's all about how you stress. The different words. We have a psychic, and she goes by not your average medium. Though I changed it because it's not. She didn't stress the not, I thought, strong enough.
Yeah, so
it's
just like
it's
not
a whole
your average
different
medium.
Thing.
He's like, no.
Yeah, not your average medium. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
It's, you
well, you know,
that's
I'm not your average, because I said, you know what, like I had a TV show approach me, and they wanted me to look goth and wear black. I said, oh, no, honey, you got the wrong girl. I said, I'm so Jersey. I'm all bling, blonde hair, you know, big hair. Not me.
There you go.
Not me.
So that's I go by. The psychic housewife is New Jersey.
Right.
Which, yep.
Cool.
So,
well,
I look forward to this. This is going to be fun. We're going to have a great time.
Definitely.
It's going to, it's going to be really cool. And I'll send you that video. From that one reading.
And then we will have something up tomorrow in regard to, you know, your official launch date and more about you. And you know, if you don't already know, then shame on our listeners, but they'll get some more information tomorrow. And we look forward to having you start up. And I guess we're starting next Monday, correct?
Yeah, next Monday.
Awesome.
All right, Monday, 8 o'clock. And
see you there.
I appreciate you coming
guys.
On, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for having
Thank
me,
you.
And I will talk. I'll talk to you before then. But everyone, I will see you next Monday at 8 p.m.
Awesome. Thank you.
All
right, guys. You have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Well, that was weird that I got cut off and disconnected.
Yeah, it was.
And I didn't even do anything. Like, one thing that I will legitimately tell you, like, oh, yeah, I pressed the button. I was
Maybe
I had
you just
an
put
an idiot moment
time
or
out.
Something.
They were like, nope.
Yeah. We lost him tonight, so now let's lose him for real.
Yeah. Never know.
And then, like, I did panic a little bit because I forgot how it all functions. Like, if I activated the host line and I got disconnected, did I ruin the whole show? And did
no,
the show
it's
end?
Good show.
But that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I think that everyone loves free readings from, especially free readings from an accurate psychic. So,
yeah, definitely.
I think it's part of our new programming, and I look forward to her coming on board.
Yeah, definitely. Now I got
to
get a reading.
And I know we're going to have to get you a reading.
Yeah.
I still don't think I've officially gotten a reading.
Yeah, maybe it's time.
I don't know. Have I?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you did.
Did
yeah,
I? In what context? And who was it?
You did.
Why am I drawing a blank? Did I get brainwashed? What did I say?
Yeah. Nothing.
Did I really have a reading? Was it good?
Kind of. Kind of.
I don't remember who it was. You're kidding.
I do.
Was I brainwashed after?
You were brainwashed during. Your name is not really Rob.
Oh, no.
I know.
Mind blown. I'm in the wrong house and everything. No.
You don't even know who you are anymore. It was that
no,
good.
I'm not even from Cleveland.
You're not even really in Cleveland.
No.
Whoa.
I'm dead.
Whoa.
It's like the others.
It is.
It's me. It's not the others.
It's just you. Plot twist, new movie. Anyway, totally got off track.
What would that be? If you're not the others, you'd be the...
The you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The you.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm not even
right
going
to
work tomorrow.
Now
that
I
don't
have to wrap it up. Have to wrap it up. We've just confused the masses, including you.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's good. Or do you know? We could do this for days.
Well,
we've got to hurry up and end it.
I guess I'm just done. I'm not even going to work. I'm just, maybe I don't even work.
Yeah, you don't have to. Maybe you don't have to.
I don't think so. Why start now?
Yep. You wouldn't even know what you're really supposed to do anyway.
No. Am I on air? Or is this just dead air? No one can hear me.
Maybe I'm dead too.
Is that why we call it dead
totally
air? Because a bunch of dead people are talking on it. No,
we're
I just thought
rails.
Of that. Is
have
it called dead air? It's dead air because there's just a bunch of dead people talking. Like, the people who are alive can't really hear us. That's why it's dead air.
Crazy. Don't try to walk in front of cars or walls, anybody. You're still alive.
I just walk into the walls, hear a loud smack and bam.
I thought that
would work.
Can't do it. That's a good test.
It always works in a movie.
Try to walk into a wall. Just walk in the wall. See if you're alive.
Now, you want me to go for it?
Go for it.
Here we go. Full steam. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not doing it.
I was hoping you would.
I think you might be lying to me that I'm not really dead. At least you told me
you're
to walk into a wall, not walk into the street.
Yeah,
then
try
I would
the
know
wall
your
first.
True intentions.
Everyone do the walls first.
Like, go lay.
Don't try
in the street.
Okay? Do the walls. No.
Which actually reminds me of a non-relevant funny
edited.
Story that I forgot to tell you.
That'll be edited.
So I might as well just share my story. And, you know, there's we've run into some issues with phones and sending, like, correcting words and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So last night, my mom had sent me a message, and it was late. It was after I had talked to you, and she said, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm just watching I'm just laying on the sofa because I was just watching TV. There was some sports on, and you know that the it changed sofa to road. And so I sent her a message, and I'm just laying in the road. She's like, "What?" I was like, "No, sofa. And I was like, "No, it said road." And it tried to change it to road. And I typed it again, and it did it again. And I was like, "No, I'm not laying in the road. I'm laying in the sofa."
It should be called a couch. Everyone knows it's not a sofa. It's a couch. That's why.
Sofa.
Couch.
Okay, well, obviously you can tell we're from different parts of the country.
And obviously your phone might have not changed it to road than if you did couch.
Well, even if I put couch, I don't know where I would get road.
Right.
But you think that, you know, my mom's like, "Well, you haven't
been laying in the middle of the road. Just laying in the road.
Just laying
in the road.
Yeah. So I thought that was super funny, and I forgot to tell you about that.
You could expect to receive something like that from me, like, gave up Slater.
Yeah. Oh, well, on that note, hopefully you're not laying in the road, you're laying on the sofa.
I'm near it.
We will. Which one?
The road. Yeah.
Well, I think next Tuesday we'll probably be coming from a haunted location or a haunted somewhere.
Haunted something somewhere.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure I get that.
Right,
so.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we'll
save one next Tuesday. You will either hear from us or see us or something. Look for all the new shows, all the new content.
Yeah.
Live paranormal, it all happens again. I didn't say here again. I said all happens again. I skipped the here. All right. Well, on that note, we'll see everyone next Tuesday. And thank you for listening.
Yep. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.